This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden did not reference his son's federal gun crime convictions while addressing a gun safety conference Tuesday, just hours after Hunter Biden was found guilty. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president did not reference his son, but did mention his administration's efforts to curb gun violence and urge those at the Everytown for a Gun Safety Action Fund to keep up the fight.
We need you. We need you to overcome the unrelenting opposition of the gun lobby.
The president had earlier said in a written statement he respects the verdict against his son and loves him. Immediately after the speech, he made an unscheduled trip to Delaware to spend the evening with Hunter Biden and other relatives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a virtual news conference, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says they have received Hamas's response to the Gaza ceasefire plan.
We've been eagerly awaiting a response. But as for the reported details that may be out there, I think I'm just going to demur right now. We've only just gotten it. Our team is going through it. As I understand, the Qataris and the Egyptians are as well. And I think we just need to reserve comment until we've had a chance to fully examine it.
Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and the smaller Islamic Jihad militant group said on Tuesday they were ready to, quote, deal positively to arrive at an agreement, end quote, and that their priority is to bring a complete stop to the war. A senior Hamas official said they had submitted some remarks on the proposal to the mediators but did not elaborate. Taleb Abdallah, a Hezbollah commander, was killed in an Israeli strike late on Tuesday in the southern Lebanon town of Joya. This is VOA News. Malawi Vice President Saulos Chilima and 9 other people were killed when the military plane they were traveling on crashed. President Lazarus Chikara said on Tuesday the aircraft carrying Chilima, who was seen as a potential candidate in next year's presidential election, went missing on Monday.
In the Chikangawa forest, and they have found it completely destroyed with no survivors, as all passengers on board were killed on impact.
The plane left the capital, Lilongwe, on Monday, but was unable to land at an airport as scheduled due to poor visibility. Soon after, aviation authorities could not make contact with it. Experts are warning a penguin population along Chile's central coast is on the path to extinction after a survey found a dramatic decrease in numbers. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn explains.
A survey of 2 islands in the area last year detected 842 Humboldt penguin breeding pairs or active nests. This year, they found just 1 breeding pair. Veterinarian Paulina Arce specializes in penguins.
We believe that this decreasing trend will continue and can reach a more drastic scenario, which would be the extinction of this species.
Javier Meza is the head of biodiversity conservation at the National Forestry Office, CONEF.
There was the avian flu plus the El Nino phenomenon. Reproduction dropped to almost 0 levels. And on top of that, many penguins died due to these 2 causes.
Christy Kilburn from Reuters. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky struck the theme of peace in a speech on Tuesday, the first of many over the next few days. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Starting a week of intense diplomacy that will see Volodymyr Zelensky travel to the Group of 7 summit of Ukraine's leading Western allies in Italy and a global peace summit in Switzerland, Ukraine's leader renewed his calls for more help from allies at a Ukraine recovery conference in Berlin. Zelensky says, we want to give diplomacy a chance, and we've gathered around 100 countries for this. Ukraine has never relied solely on the power of weapons. Zelensky added that there'll be leaders from all parts of the world at the peace summit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French opposition parties on the left and the right are scrambling to form alliances for the upcoming snap elections called by President Emmanuel Macron after his party suffered a crushing defeat by the far right in the European vote on Sunday. Left-wing parties say they are united to form an alternative to Macron. Marine Le Pen and her national rally, the same on the right. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.